Well, my guest today is Sam Fine, who's running for state assembly against incumbent John T. McDonald. Welcome, Sam.
Thank you, Michelle.
And today we're kind of going to be talking about environmental justice issues, which kind of makes us look at where housing is situated, especially for low-income residents, and determining who's accountable for ensuring their safety and health, and what our local leaders can be doing right here in the Capital Region. So I'm going to just start off with the Norlight facilities and the families living in the Saratoga apartments in Cohoes, and Assemblyman McDonald, who was a former mayor of Cohoes, kind of now on the bandwagon of what's going on with the problems at Norlight. But the folks living in Cohoes have known about these issues for years. What do you say about what's happening at Norlight and the folks living in Saratoga apartments?
You know, it just seems to me like it's too little being done too late. Oftentimes, for a lot of our leaders, it takes a lot of pressure for anything like this for them to take action on things like this. And as you mentioned, John McDonald has been the mayor. He was the mayor of Cohoes for over 12 years. He's in the assembly for 8 years. So I would have liked to see action on this much sooner.
So I guess there's a lot to say for citizen action.
A lot of the times, that's what really spurs action being taken. If you look at Ezra Prentice Public Housing in the south end of Albany, there are a lot of community groups that came together. They had huge rallies down there. They residents who lived there got together with environmentalists and together, and that happened as well in Sheridan Hollow in Albany. And then it really got attention. At the same time, though, you need leaders who are going to partner with those groups and take the lead as well, not just respond once the pressure gets to be large enough.
So on the issue of Ezra Prentice, what's happening with them? Because I understand the Port of Albany is looking to expand, and the city said you had to do an environmental study. One of the last reports that came out like in early January, the citizens basically said, you know, you need to move us. I mean, this is public housing. What are your thoughts on that?
Now that when there's discussions of the port expanding, this is the time to really make the push for new housing. It's unfortunately not enough action has been taken. There's been a lot of studies. Studies, you know, often provide important information, but at the same time, they're often, I think, used as an excuse to pretend that things are being done. People there are getting sick of studies when they know, and everyone knows, that that's a toxic place to live. About 35% of the residents have asthma. We don't need more studies at this point. We have to move forward with building safe housing.
So the Empire State Plaza had to come up with some backup power. And the folks in Sheridan Hollow, again, for years have suffered under, I guess, the incinerator. So now we've been told that there will be an upcoming demolishing and replacing of the existing dirty power generators. Are there any plans to like rezone that area residential so that no more industrial development can happen down there?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm not sure specifically about the zoning. I know that SHARE, a group called SHARE, the Sheridan Hollow Alliance for Renewable Energy, when the state announced that they were going to expand and put a natural gas burning facility there to power the whole plaza, the community organized. People were saying, a lot of environmental groups were saying, why are we investing millions of dollars to expand burning fossil fuels when we're supposed to be transitioning to renewable energy? So everyone kind of got together and fought this together.
With the Dunn landfill, it looks like nothing's going to happen to stop the trucking of the garbage, because again, the DEC has permitted it, so it's okay. And I guess the latest I heard is they're going to build a berm or a large hill to mitigate the dust. Or how do we plan to hold DEC accountable for issuing permits which impact communities?
Yeah, that's a really good point. Time and time and again, they seem to they fail to protect people's health. They issue permits when they shouldn't. They don't take problems like Ezra Prentice seriously enough, or often don't pay attention until there's really enough pressure when they absolutely can't ignore it anymore. You know, I think we have to look at legislation. We got to look at legislation on how we can increase regulations. That's a big piece of it. Increase, you know, a lot of the regulations on what can be, for example, what chemicals can be burned, a lot of the oversight over these polluters. I think we can't trust in the corporations and that are polluting our environment to regulate themselves. We can't let these industries police themselves. We have to really have strong oversight. We have to expect that if we don't have that oversight, they're going to pollute because they're looking at how they can make the most profits.
So if you're an assemblyman, if you get elected, what kind of legislation do you envision that can be passed to rectify the price of these poor housing or zoning policies?
No, I think maybe an extra like layer before these types of things are approved to really look at the to really look at the impact on the communities that they're in, and especially something to ensure that low-income communities and the communities of color, communities that are often neglected in these situations, that are often put in the least desirable places to live. So if we could put some extra, you know, layer of protection in there in the permitting process, that would be really important. The Dunn Landfills permit is up in 2022. But I really think that there's no reason that permit should be renewed in 2022. That landfill has to close. And I think it's not really getting at the core of the problem, because this landfill is, again, it's run by a company that brings in a lot of money. They're making a lot of money there, and people don't want to address. They want to put the profits of these corporations before the health of people. And ultimately, when there's such a terrible injustice where the kids going to school, the landfill's right next to all the public schools in Rensselaer, when you have a situation like that, I just don't think there's any other option but to close it.
I guess folks need to really pay attention and find the politicians on record who, if they're voting for these and support these facilities, to kind of look for folks who aren't. So what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, my thoughts are, yeah, I think people really have to look at what their current elected officials are doing and look at the history. And, you know, if you look at the person I'm running against, John McDonald, if you look at his record, I think you'll see that he hasn't really been strong on these issues. He hasn't really taken action until there was enough public pressure that he was willing to do, kind of start to speak about it and start to take small actions here and there. But ultimately, we need someone who really understands, is really sides with the people here who are suffering through this, and really understands the core of the problem, and that we are ultimately putting the profits of corporations in letting these polluters do what they want, what they see fit, rather than standing up for the people. And we really have to be looking at all different types of regulations that we can put on them. We have to be pushing for the Dunn Landfill to close, not just for a burn. We have to, with Norlite, we have to build new housing as well for the people living at the Saratoga sites, public housing. I don't know how long people knew about the firefighting foam being burned at Norlite, but that should have been addressed a while ago. At the same time, what other chemicals are being burned there? Are we going to find out in 10 years that there are other dangerous chemicals? I think we have to seriously look at, is it safe to burn, to have a hazardous waste burning facility in a residential neighborhood? I don't know if we can safely have that continue to operate in that neighborhood. I think that seriously has to be looked at as well.
And I think, you know, you bring up a good point, because really Norlite's been there a long time. And I think the siting of public housing has always been located in industrial areas. And we're much more aware that's happening. So because we're aware, is it time for HUD to come in and say, you know what, these folks should not be here anymore. It's not good for their health and safety. We need to move them.
I know there are talks of that with Saratoga sites in Cohoes, just like there are in South End. But again, it's just talks. I wouldn't trust in HUD right now, Ben Carson. But I think when the federal government fails to take action, that's when the state government has to step in. That's when we have to say, look, we're going to make it happen. And, you know, maybe we'll be able to, we hope we have a new president. Hopefully we'll be able to work with HUD. But we have to take the lead on this. You know, if we can't always rely on the federal government.
Okay, Sam. So we're expecting you to take the lead on this when you get into the assembly.
Look forward to it. I will take the lead. You know, these issues are important, and we need leaders who are going to actually do something that is going to protect people's health. It's at the Port of Albany or next to Norlite. It's environmental racism and environmental classism. And that's why, you know, we often refer to this as environmental justice issues.
So we're going to have to wrap up. Do you have anything else you would like to share with our listeners?
Just to remind everyone that there is a Democratic primary. I'm running in. It's June 23rd. Again, my name is Sam Fine, and you can now vote absentee.
And are there any debates coming up?
There are. There are a couple debates. There's one coming up that's co-hosted by the League of Women Voters and the Council of Albany Neighborhood Associations. And then there is one that is hosted by the NAACP. And the NAACP one is on June 11th. I believe the League of Women Voters and Albany Neighborhood Associations is June 4th, but we'll have to, you know, confirm those dates with people.
Well, thank you, Sam Fine, for your time today, and stay safe.
Thank you, Michelle, and you stay safe as well, and all of our listeners stay safe.